Above the Battle by Catherine Lee Bates. Honour and pity for the smitten field, the valorous ranks mown down like precious corn, whose want must famish love morn after morn, till death, the good physician, shall have healed the craving and the tear-spent eyelids sealed. Proud be the homes that for each cannon born in crimsoned rampart have been left forlorn. Holy the knells or fallen patriots pealed, but they, above the battle, throng a space of starry silences and silver rest. Commingled ghosts, they press like brothers through white dove-winged portals, where one father's face atones their passion, as the ethereal blue serenes the fiery glows of east and west.
Munition Wages by Madeline Ida Bedford. Earning high wages? Yes, 5 quid a week. A woman too, mind you. I calls it dim sweet. You're asking some questions, but bless you, here goes. I spends the whole racket on good times and clothes. Me saving? Elijah, you do think I'm mad. I'm acting the lady. I ain't living bad. I'm having life's good times. See here, it's like this. The oof comes a danger, a touch and go biz. We're all here today, mate. Tomorrow, perhaps dead. If fate tumbles on us and blows up our shed. Afraid? Are you kidding? With money to spend? Years back I wore tatters. Now silk stockings, me friend. I've bracelets and jewellery, rings envied by friends, a sergeant to swank with, and something to lend. I drive out in taxis, do theatres in style, and this is me verdict, it is jolly worthwhile. Worthwhile for tomorrow if I'm blown to the sky, I'll have repaid me wages in death and passed by.
To Her in Time of War by Edith Nesbit. Once I made for you songs, rondels, triolets, sonnets, verse that my love deemed due, verse that your love found fair. Now the wide wings of war hang like a hawk's over England, shadowing meadows and groves, and the birds and the lovers are mute. Yet there's a thing to say before I go into battle, not now a poet's word, but a man's word to his mate. Dear, if I come back never, be it your pride that we gave the hope of our hearts, each other, for the sake of the hope of the world.
The Old Soldier by Catherine Tynan. Lest the young soldiers be strange in heaven, God bids the old soldier they all adored come to him and wait for them, clean, new shriven, a happy doorkeeper in the house of the Lord. Lest it abash them, the strange new splendour, lest it affright them, the new robes clean. Here's an old face now, long tried and tender, a word and a hand clasp as they troop in. My boys, he greets them, and heaven is homely. He's their great captain in days gone o'er. Dear is the friend's face, honest and comely, waiting to welcome them by the strange door.